More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, fool me twice. Has someone broken your trust, wondering what to do next? We'll help you heal your hurting heart and explore the steps toward reconciliation. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, fool me twice. You know the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We're talking about broken trust. How do we know when someone has let us down, disappointed us, lied to us, betrayed us in some way? How do we know it's safe to let them back in? What would that even look like? Let's talk about that today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Has someone broken your trust? Wondering what to do next? We'll help you heal your hurting heart and explore the steps toward reconciliation.
You know, I've always really, really, really hated that phrase. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Because as Christians, we're called to forgive.
Yeah.
We're called to allow people to repent. So often we're going to believe them if they've asked for forgiveness. We're trying to extend mercy in our own sense of humility. And people can hurt us again. Jesus was betrayed by Peter 3 times. That wasn't a shame on Jesus. It was to show Jesus' infinite mercy. So I want to toss that idea out and just realize that people are broken. People can hurt us and betray us in a myriad of ways. And the question is, how do we deal with it so that we can become our best selves while still calling them on to be their best selves? And that can feel complicated, difficult, and a little scary. And we're here to help you with that today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. Are you struggling to trust someone you care about? You know, has your spouse done something that seriously damaged your trust? An affair, a pattern of lying, a financial betrayal? Maybe you've caught your young child lying or being sneaky and you're not sure how to handle it. Perhaps an adult son or daughter is taking advantage of your generosity or making promises they don't keep, letting you down over and over. Or maybe you're the one who broke someone's trust and you're trying to do the right thing, but you feel like you're never going to be able to dig out of that hole. However broken trust is affecting your relationships, let us help you find the next steps toward healing. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, when we're dealing with that kind of broken trust, or whenever that's happened in my life, I think that I do try to give people the benefit of the doubt, because I recognize that everything that everybody does, I mean, this is hard to extend this, but it's true. Everything everybody does is an attempt on some level to meet a need or serve a positive intention. Unfortunately, somewhere between the idea in my head and the way I act out that intention or try to pursue that need, it gets kind of messed up. And you know, like you were saying, we're all broken, we all struggle. And so I do try to give that grace, but sometimes it is difficult, you know, especially when there's a big betrayal, a large offense. And there is a process that has to be gone through. You can't rush that. You certainly can forgive them because forgiveness just involves surrendering your desire to hurt them for having hurt you. St. Augustine said that, and St. John Paul echoed that as well. But reconciliation really goes beyond that, and that's what we're going to unpack on the show today. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, has someone broken your trust, and are you wondering how to heal either your heart or the relationship or both? Let's figure it out together.
Well, and I think that more than just how do we forgive and how do we reconcile, it's how do we rebuild trust? How do we trust ourselves? Because when we have been betrayed, even in small ways, by somebody, we start to question our own ability to read things right and to respond well and to protect ourselves. So how do we build trust in our own abilities in relationships, and how do we rebuild trust with that person when we are very concerned about getting hurt again? We can help you with all of that today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, of course, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And it's reasonable to wonder, how could some theology help me figure out how I can trust somebody again or how to repair my relationship? Well, it turns out it can help a lot, because when he was Pope, St. John Paul asked a huge question. Basically, he said, if we looked at everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation history, all the rest, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for living an abundant life and having healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that we were created for communion, deep, loving, life-giving relationships. Now, trust is what holds a healthy, godly relationship together. And when someone lies to us or betrays our trust, it's like breaking the bones of the body of Christ. Broken bones need to be treated seriously. If we don't, we end up with hairline fractures the enemy can exploit later.
So when someone damages or breaks our trust, in order for us to be able to trust them again and to allow the relationship to heal, they do need to show that they're both willing and able to demonstrate the four qualities that are the hallmarks of a trustworthy person. Psychology calls these the four C's. So it's competence. In other words, they do what they say they're going to do. Character means they try hard not to give offense in the first place, but they're easily corrected when they do give offense and they recognize what they've done. Caring, which refers to their ability to work for your good even when it's difficult or inconvenient. And then consistency, where you can count on them to exhibit those other three qualities over and over again, more often than not, as opposed to kind of once in a while.
And we can rebuild trust to the degree that the other person demonstrates the four C's: competency, character, caring, and consistency. We can relate to them in areas that they can show us the four C's and set loving boundaries on the parts of the relationship where they can't.
So that enables us to make sure that we're keeping ourselves safe, but still being charitable and open to healing and reconciliation. And if the other person's unwilling to work on that, well, then we can let go with love until they're ready. Trust is worth rebuilding, but it has to be rebuilt on truth, and it has to be done responsibly so that real healing can occur. Let us help you heal your heart and your relationships after broken trust. Today's show is titled Fool Me Twice. Has someone broken your trust? Wondering what to do next? Have you broken someone's trust and you're not sure how to dig out of that hole? We're here for you either way. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Once again, 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for this opportunity to bring to you our relationships, especially those relationships that are struggling because of broken trust, lies, betrayals, disappointments, and frustrations. Lord, we bring it all to you. And we ask you to first help us to forgive and surrender that desire to hurt them for having hurt us, but then also to help us to approach the process of reconciliation responsibly. Not to rush through it so we can pretend everything's okay even though it's not, but to actually walk the steps of real healing and transformation and change. Allow our hearts to be open to working with the person who hurt us, but allow that person who hurt us to be willing to grow in ways they need to grow, to change what needs to be changed, to be sincere about working with us to truly heal the relationship and repair that trust, so that we can cooperate with your grace to build your kingdom by healing your relationships that have been affected by sin. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Fool Me Twice, as we refer to the old expression that refers to broken trust. How do we move past it? How can we forgive, heal our own hearts, heal the relationship? Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jason, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Virginia on the EWTN app.
Hi, Jason. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you, sir?
Yes, I heard your program about, like, Fool Me Twice, and I'm currently going through a separation with my wife. I recently just joined the church because of the Jubilee Year of Hope with Pope Francis and then later Pope Leo, and, like, it's really helped me a lot with, you know, coming to terms with the separation, the cheating, and things like that. And, like, I guess as a new Catholic and other people...
And sorry, just to clarify, you say the cheating. Did she cheat on you? You cheated on her? What was the situation?
Well, she cheated on me, and then from there, I guess, you know, like, I didn't forgive her right away, and then, like, you know, now we're kind of in an open relationship. So, and, like, now I'm, like, not trying to do that anymore because as a Catholic, of course, and...
So you guys are separated. Does she want to reconcile?
I don't think she does. I think we're, like,
I think she's moved on into a, sadly, another relationship. But, like, we still keep in touch. I don't know what to do from here because, like...
So how can we help you today? Yeah, so that's the question I've got for you then. So what is it that you're looking for exactly?
I guess, what should I be doing? Like, should I be... I know, like, we talk every day. Like, I try to mention to her... Like, I try to text her every day, like, hey, I hope you're having a good day. We still text, I love you, of course, just because, you know, like, we want to be friends and... like that. I just don't know what else
to do. Do you have children together, Jason?
If I can do anything else. We do not have children together.
Okay. And the other question I have for you, sorry, you said you just came into the church recently. Were you guys married in the church, or are you both Catholic, or kind of what's the spiritual context there, just so I understand?
I think she grew up Catholic, but, it's not like, strongly affiliated with the church. Like, I think she had a falling out with the church.
And were you guys married in the church then?
No, we were married in the Methodist church.
Okay, and now you said you've come in. Have you come into the church then completely? Or are you in OCIA now, or what's the situation there?
I came in last year, it's mainly because of issues of despair. Like I know that like it's helped me a lot with hope, especially the Jubilee of Hope, like that. So
you're trying to discern what to do next, or you're trying to discern how to reconcile,
I guess I'm just discern what to do next. Not necessarily if reconciliation is keeping that option on the table, of course, if that's even possible, but you know, like just.
Sure.
You say you guys are
separated. Are you divorced or just separated?
We are separated. We have not paid for the divorce. It's something we talk about. It's just one thing that,
So let's talk about what marriage is in the church. And I apologize for interrupting you, but I want to give you something before we have to go to break. And so I'm just going to jump in. I thank you for your patience and for walking me through this. So I want to talk about what marriage is as a Catholic. And because this is really important. Because a lot of times, you know, we tend to think that marriage is it's something that we do that then the church blesses. And then somehow it changes that then. But that's not really what Catholic marriage is at all. So Catholic marriage is meant to be a relationship between two disciples in Christ who are intent on helping each other become everything God created us to be in this life and get each other to heaven in the next. And a big part of that involves saying, you know what, I have a lot of love in my heart for this person, but I don't really know how to love them the way God wants me to. And so we're going to spend the rest of our lives learning from this church how to love each other that way and what that really means in every part of our life, in emotionally, practically, physically, all of it, right? Because God has a plan, a unique plan for learning how to love the way he loves us, not with our broken human love, but with the love that comes from his heart. And so marriage is meant to be a lifelong apprenticeship in learning how to give up our broken human love and learn how to love the way God wants us to. And that's why, by the way, when somebody who is Catholic gets married outside the church, that the church will say that that marriage is invalid because they are not making those promises to do the things I just described. They might be making promises to share their stuff and pay taxes together, or they might be making promises that they feel affection for each other. But they're not making promises to spend the rest of their lives learning how to love each other the way God wants them to, and really committing to helping each other become everything God created them to be in this life and getting each other to heaven in the next. That's what Catholic marriage is. So because your wife, even though she renounced her Catholic faith at some point or just kind of walked away from it, because she was raised Catholic, you guys were not married in the church, your marriage would be invalid based on what's called a lack of form. In other words, you didn't have the right stuff to contract a valid marriage as far as the church is concerned. And again, what that means is that the church is asking couples who are getting married to really be able to commit to that process of learning how to love each other the way God wants them to, instead of just loving with our broken human love. And so the next step for you, Jason, would be to have to go through the civil divorce process, because the church can't allow you to enter the, as a matter of pastoral practice, the church will not let you start the annulment process until you are already divorced, and there's kind of no hope of reconciliation. But I'm saying this to you that this kind of lack of form annulment is basically filling out a piece of paper. It's not a very long process. And I think it's important for you to walk through this process with the church, because you need to be able to open your heart to the kind of relationship that God wants to give you that is with somebody who is capable and willing and really wants to love you the way God wants to love you, and who wants you to learn to love them the way God wants to love them. And so this relationship is really deeply disordered, you know, from the root, right? And the way you guys are living now in this sort of open relationship is deeply disordered as well. It doesn't sound to me like there's any hope that your, you know, wife has any interest in entering into that kind of relationship that I'm describing, although you are in that place that you would like to. And so the next step is to really discern with the church what God is calling you to, which means going through that annulment process. But in order to do that, you would need to start the divorce process first. I would also talk with your pastor about what these steps would be, so that you can get that pastoral support. If you'd like to learn more about the Catholic vision of marriage that I believe God is calling you to as you are walking more into the church and becoming, you know, a faithful Catholic, I'd really encourage you to check out our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, which really talks about the Catholic difference in marriage. And as you read through it, if you want to share that with your wife and she would like to, she's interested, that could possibly be an opportunity for you guys to start all over again with a completely new script, if you will. But it would really require you both to be in that place in order for the marriage to be validated. All right, Jason, I want to thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, again, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or through CatholicCounselors.com, and do check out our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, which really talks about how to live the Catholic difference in marriage. Thank you so much for the call. And we're taking your calls, listeners, today on our show titled Fool Me Twice, as we talk about betrayal and how to heal our hearts and our relationships after betrayal. 877-573-7825. In addition to taking your calls, when we come back, we'll be joined by Anastasia Northrup. She is the founder of the National Catholic Singles Conference. We'll be talking with her about broken trust. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Call Choice Insurance Agency at 734-641-4200.
Feeling worn out, overwhelmed, or just plain tired of feeling tired as a parent? Well, you're not alone. Parenting can drain even the most faithful moms and dads, especially at this time of year.
Join us, Dr. Craig and Lisa Popcheck, for a free Ave Maria Radio webinar, Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Get practical, faith-filled tools to recharge your batteries and rediscover the joy of raising Catholic kids. Register now at AveMariaRadio.net.
Stephen Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today on More to Life, Fool Me Twice, as we talk about healing after betrayal, healing our own hearts, possibly healing the relationship. What does that involve? What would that look like? Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Anastasia Northrup. She is the founder of the National Catholic Singles Conference and an expert on the practical applications of the theology of the body. Anastasia, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much. Great to be here with you.
So in your work with singles, you know, one of the things that we encounter at CatholicCounselors.com when we're talking with dating couples is if they experience a betrayal, a break in trust somehow, you know, they often want to stick with the relationship because they feel like they need to forgive, they need to be compassionate, which is true. But it's also true that dating is a time of discernment, and I need to be asking the question, in light of this new information, is the person capable of entering into the kind of relationship that God wants us to have and that I want to have with them? What do you think about that process, and what would you say to those couples who are in that position of trying to discern that question?
Sure, no, that's a great question, and I think it applies in a lot of different areas. Because for one thing, you know, I think back to what John Paul II said in his book, Love and Responsibility, that when we're when we're in love with somebody or dating somebody, then we can sometimes we do want to see the best in them because we want it to work. Let's say we're emotionally attached to the person, and you know we've grown that bond. And sometimes people can idealize the other person and even see qualities in the other person that aren't even really there. They can have this idea of what they want the person to be and kind of fill it in their mind. And sometimes it can be that you just, oh, I want it to work because of whatever reason, like, oh, I don't think I'll find somebody else, or I just really love this person, or I put all this time into it anyway. Like, all of those are not reasons, to stay.
Kind of the sunk cost fallacy. I've put so much energy into this already, I should just keep putting energy into it, even though it's not working.
Right. Or you just, you think you see the good in the person, right? You're like, okay, well, they're not like this all the time. Like, this can apply to relationships that, let's say, are controlling or emotionally abusive or verbally abusive. You know, well, you know, they're not like that all the time. And, you know, sometimes they're nice and, you know, so.
Sure.
And looking for hope for the change and hope for the future. But when it comes to dating, you know, and your or engagement, you're not married. And so it's really important to look at that and say, okay, well, you know, I don't need to stay with the person. Some of these are, red flags. Like, just stop.
Right. Sure. Well, and really, I guess what you're kind of coming back to, in addition to the other things that I might be looking for in a partner, I at the very least need to make sure they have those four C's we were talking about, that they have the competence to do what they say they're going to do, the character to not give offense or be easily corrected when they do, the caring, that kindness, that respect, that desire to work for our good even when it's hard, and then the consistency, like you were talking about, that I can count on them to do that 9 times out of 10 instead of, you know, just once in a while.
Yeah, because otherwise you find yourself in a situation, if somebody's wondering and discerning and say, look, I'm really struggling, like this is hard, but I really want it to work, you know, look at it from the point of view of, like, if this was your friend in the same relationship and you were going to give them advice and you saw your friend really struggling and like, oh, this person is not showing up, you know, or this person is not treating you well, and, you know, what would you say to the friend, you know? And so sometimes it's a good test, like, oh, you know what, I told them to get out, you know?
Yeah, great advice. And an important reminder to all the singles and dating Catholics out there that this is a time of discernment, and feelings certainly play a part, but ultimately we have to bring that relationship to God and say, is this person capable of entering into the kind of relationship that God wants for us and that I need to be the person God's calling me to be? Thank you, Anastasia. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, they can go to nationalcatholicsingles.com. Back with more of your calls about broken trust when More to Life continues.
Today's programming is brought to you in part by a gift from our day sponsor. The annual Rose Mass for Catholic healthcare workers, celebrated by Bishop Boyer, takes place on Saturday, March 14th at 5 p.m. at St. Francis in Ann Arbor, followed by a dinner reception. Dr. Bob Collins, nationally recognized oncologist, will share his journey of conversion and stories of grace and healing. Suggested donation is $25. RSVP at bit.ly/Rosemass.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This program brought to you in part by Ave Maria Florida, a big kind of small town, where golf carts take you everywhere and there's always something fun around the corner. Discover championship golf, resort-style amenities, and a town center full of shopping and dining. With Ave Maria University and Ave Maria Catholic Church at its heart, it's a community full of connection and charm. More than 25 model homes are available for viewing. More information can be found at AveMaria.com. That's AveMaria.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. The key to being effective at handling conflict is keeping a close eye on our own emotional temperature. On a scale of 1 to 10, you never want to allow yourself to get over a 7, especially when you're in disagreement with someone. How do you know when you're getting too hot? One of the first behavioral signs that we are approaching a 7 on our emotional temperature scale is that we start to speak and act too quickly for our brain to keep up. We start to trip over our words. We make silly, avoidable mistakes like knocking over a glass that we're reaching for. When our emotional temperature gets too high, we lose track of details, which makes it harder to solve problems and often makes us do and say things that make problems even worse. To lower your stress temperature, one deceptively simple technique is to deliberately slow down. Speak a little more slowly than you want to. Or instead of thinking of all the things you have to do next, focus your mind on what you're doing now. Consciously slowing down lets your thinking brain catch up with your feeling brain, which lets your whole brain work on resolving the conflict. To learn more, check out our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Fool Me Twice, as we talk about broken trust and how to heal our own hearts, how to heal our relationships when someone lets us down. Are you struggling to trust someone you care about? Maybe your spouse has done something that's seriously damaged your trust, an affair, a pattern of lying, a financial betrayal. Maybe you've caught your young child lying or being sneaky and you're not sure how to handle it. Is your adult son or daughter taking advantage of your generosity or making promises they don't keep or letting you down over and over? Are you the one who broke someone's trust? However broken trust is affecting you, give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next call, we want to send out congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, Billings Catholic Radio, with three stations serving Billings and Laurel, Montana, is celebrating 15 years with us.
Woohoo! Congratulations to Deacon Roy Brown and his whole team at Billings Catholic Radio from all of us here at EWTN. And we want to thank all of you who make Catholic Radio possible and ask you, the listener, to support your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers for sure, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life.
And I think when we thank our radio partners like this, especially our radio partners like Billings Catholic Radio, where you're serving a place where people live pretty far apart, but we all live pretty far apart in one way or the other. And I think that EWTN and all of our radio partners do something that, of course, brings us closer to salvation, closer to God, helps us to be our best selves, but also creates a community when often so many of us can feel lonely, but also like the only Catholics left in the world sometimes. So it's so important to support your radio partners and EWTN Radio to keep that here and have it growing stronger every day for you.
So again, we want to thank Deacon Roy Brown and his team at Billings Catholic Radio and everybody who makes EWTN Radio possible, especially you, the listener. With that, we are taking your calls right now about broken trust. Today on More to Life, 877-573-7825. You can also shoot your questions to us via email, questions@moretoliferadio.com.
Well, we have a question that came in through questions@moretoliferadio.com from Anna, who's listening in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. She said, I feel like I'm betraying myself. My mother is an intense perfectionist and has been since we were kids. She's perfectionist about the way things are done at home, holidays, everything. And I always felt the pressure of that. But now that I have a 2-year-old and I'm about to have a new baby in 2 months, it's really getting to me. I don't know how to keep my 2-year-old son behaving perfectly around her. I don't have the time to dress well and have my hair and makeup looking perfect every day. Even when I'm not with her, I can feel her judgment and end up berating myself. I feel like I can't trust myself to be a good enough person or live to the standard that I was raised to live. And that's Anna, listening on Ave Maria Radio.
Anna, thank you so much for the question. And, you know, I want to compliment your beautiful heart and your desire to be a great mom.
Yeah.
But I want to make a distinction between what we might call performative motherhood and relational motherhood.
I love that you're going in that direction.
Yeah, well, because I'm not, I don't know anything about your mom. I don't know anything about her heart. So I'm not, this is not meant in a judgment of her at all. But just the way you describe it, okay? We can get caught up as parents in looking a certain way, of creating a family that looks like the perfect Catholic family, that, that is well turned out, that has everything in its place, right?
And maybe growing up in that situation, you did internalize enough of the benefits of that, that part of you honestly wants to give that gift to your children, that they can go anywhere at any time, that they have perfect behavior. All of those things. I can relate to that a little bit because my mother kind of did the same. And I have, in some ways, passed those gifts on to my children. But when it's only about this performative idea, that's a lot of pressure on both the mom, whether that was your mom or you, and the children and the relationship between you.
Yeah. And look, if that appearance emerges naturally out of the more relational approach we're going to describe, then that's wonderful, right? Because the relationships should be beautiful, and it should lead to beautiful things in the way we take care of each other and the way we come together and function as a team and are able to accomplish certain things because we're a good team. That emerges naturally out of that. But
I want to point in a time that is true, and that was true with Saint Therese of Lisieux, who had such a close relationship with her mother and her father and her sisters that she said they loved her so well she never wanted to do anything that would embarrass them or be inappropriate in some way toward them.
But when it's more performative, that's where you get into the situation that Jesus called a whitewashed tomb.
Yep.
And that's Jesus' language. It's hard language, but it's Jesus' words, not mine, right? That we can look all great on the outside, but if we don't have love and warmth and affection, then our home is really filled with death and dry bones. And we don't want that, right? The kind of Catholic home, the kind of domestic church that the God and the church call us to create isn't performative. It's not about appearance. It's about the closeness of relationship. It's about the warmth in the home. In fact, the research that we've done through Georgetown, through the Center for Applied Research and the Apostolate, found that children are more likely, most likely, to own their faith as adults when they're raised in a household that they experience the faith as the source of the warmth in their homes. So focusing your energy on what Mary did as opposed to what Martha did, right? Where you're focusing on the relationships, you're focusing on really being present to your children, where you're focusing on building a warm and affectionate household, a household where there are strong rituals of connection for working and playing and talking and praying together. Those are the things you want to be focusing on, not having the children behave perfectly, being perfectly well turned out, having all the keeping up appearances boxes checked, because that's not where the grace is, and that's not where the witness is.
It's also not where the good behavior comes from.
That's right.
Good behavior is, as I said, with Saint Therese of Lisieux, she pointed to the relationship and how well they loved her, not the standards that they set in their home. And that family came up with a lot of real life saints, according to the church.
And I will say, that you're saying that you're betraying yourself, but I and if I'm wrong about this, I apologize. But I think your intentions are very, very good, right? I'm not knocking that at all. But I don't know that you're betraying yourself so much as it is that you've kind of placed your mom and as an idol in your home, and you're worshiping in that idol. I have to make mom happy. I have to please mom. I have to do that. I'm betraying mom by letting these standards slip in these ways. I'm betraying mom by not jumping through these hoops and dotting these I's and crossing these T's.
And also maybe I have to be this great so I can affirm in myself that mom did this perfectly and didn't make any mistakes.
Or that she'll approve of me.
And that's possibly keeping you from really hearing the Holy Spirit saying, you can love your mom, you can esteem your mom for all the great things that she did do and all the great things that she gave to you, But that's not necessarily what God's calling you to do with these children in the same way, because each of your children, both the child that you are raising at 2 years old and the child that is growing in your womb, are unique and unrepeatable people who need you to be different for each of them every single day so that you can meet their needs, you can help them develop, you can help them feel loved in the ways that they interpret love. And so sticking in the box of the standard that your mom set can really be keeping you from being able to love each of them the way they need to be loved and to love yourself well.
So what do you do about it is really the question. And I think the first step really is being willing to take your mom off that altar and put God back there and every day say, okay, God, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, but you do. Help me to be the mom you're calling me to be. And how do we know what that is? I'll speak as a father. You know, how do I know how to be the kind of father that God wants me to be, or the husband that God wants me to be? I listen. I listen to what my kids need, and I pray with them to find ways to meet those needs that are healthy and godly. Same with my role as a husband. I listen to Lisa, and she says, hey, Greg, you know, I need this. This is important to me. And then we pray about it together, and we figure out together how to meet those needs in ways that are godly and healthy and draw us closer to each other and to Him. And as a Catholic family, that's what we're really called to listen to each other and understand that the needs that we're communicating to each other actually are the voices of God speaking to us through the spouse He gave us, through the children He gave us. And then we bring those needs to God and say, okay, Lord, how do we build the family that meets these needs that You've given us so that we can be the unique, unrepeatable family that You created us to be? So you're every day going to God and saying, I don't know what I'm doing, but teach me, Lord, how to be that mom You're calling me to be, how to have the family You want us to have. And then you're listening, hearing God speaking through your spouse, through your children, and you're praying about that to figure out how to do it, and slowly over time you're building the unique, beautiful family that God's calling you to.
And one of the things that I don't hear here, Anna, is your husband's involvement in this. So are you praying with him about what your needs are? You know, all of us want to be clean every day and kind of look put together. That's not necessarily something that's just, you know, an edict from your mom. So are you talking to your husband and saying, look, I'm exhausted all the time because I'm 2 months away from delivering the new baby. I'm chasing a two-year-old all day long. I'd like to figure out how you and I can work out our schedule so that maybe you can give me time in the morning while you're feeding him or you're diapering him or whatever it is, so I can grab a shower and get some clothes on my body and feel better about myself. I need some time for this and that. So you're talking with your husband and getting him involved. I feel like you've set such a high standard for yourself that maybe you're not even asking him to co-parent with you or be in this marriage in a way that can really help you get your true needs met and help you be the best mom that you can be, so you're not just walking around burned out and berating yourself.
So, Anna, if you'd like support in making this change, both in your head and heart, as well as in your home, I'd really love for you to download and become a subscriber to the Catholic Home app, to become part of the Catholic Home community. That's spelled Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. And on the Catholic Home app, there's a whole community of Catholic families, just like you, who are really supporting each other in living the kind of vision of Catholic family life that I was just describing. In addition to that, you get to interact every day with our whole team of coaches. You have a question, you have a concern, a worry pops up, you're not sure how to handle this situation or how to pray through that or how to connect with your spouse or your kids about something. You can ask the question and you'll get live feedback right there on the app. In addition to that, tons of creative resources like exclusive podcast content, monthly downloadable activities to really make the faith come alive in your home with your kids, monthly live Q&A that you can join with the whole community and Lisa and I to ask whatever questions or share your successes. It's a whole platform dedicated to supporting Catholic marriage and family life. We get tremendous feedback for how it's really changed marriages and families in remarkably quickly. So I think that you would really benefit from getting the daily support on the Catholic Home app. Again, that's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. You can get it wherever you get your apps. But either way, at the very least, run with the suggestions we've made here on the call, because your heart is beautiful. but you need to take your mom off the altar in your home and put God there and really be asking, what kind of mom and what kind of family does God want you to have? And you get there by listening as a family and then praying about what you've heard from each other through those needs being expressed and discussing how can we meet those needs in healthy, holy ways. And then you let that shape the kind of family life you create together. All right, thank you so much for the question, Anna. If there's more we can do to support you, you know where to find us. Or again, join the community on the Catholic HOM app. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about betrayal and broken trust. Has someone broken your trust in big or small ways, and you're not sure what to do next? Not sure how to get over the hurt in your heart? Not sure how or whether you should heal the relationship? Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25.
Therefore, putting away falsehood, speak the truth, each one to his neighbor, for we are the members of one body of Christ.
Again, a reminder that lies, betrayals, broken trust, in a sense, break the body of Christ, because they make it hard to have the intimate communion that we're called to in Christ.
Well, it's part of the reason we feel the pain of betrayal so deeply. It's not just that, oh, we were hurt. In our very souls, our very essence, we know that each one of us is a member of the body of Christ. And so we understand the injustice of the sin of betrayal, the sin of that falsehood. And so we feel it deeply. We shouldn't berate ourselves for feeling it, because what it really speaks to is a much larger divine truth.
But what do we do with that? And that's what we're talking about today on More to Life. Give us a call with your questions, whether you are experiencing that broken trust in your marriage, with your children, whether they are young children or adult children, someone else in your family or your life. Let's talk it out together and find ways to heal. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after the break. Hey, Catholic parents, could you use a break? Parenting is hard, especially at this time of year, and burnout can steal the joy right out of family life.
Join us, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for a free webinar sponsored by Ave Maria Radio titled Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout.
Discover practical, faith-filled ways to recharge your batteries and reclaim the joy of parenting. Register today at AveMariaRadio.net. Don't miss it. Your family's worth it.
What composes a society? The Catholic Catechism says human beings need to live in society. It is there that we develop our potential. The Catechism defines a society as a group of persons bound together by a principle of unity that goes beyond each one of them. A society endures through time. We owe loyalty to the communities that we are part of which are defined by their purpose. All social institutions, however, ought to have the human person as its principle, subject, and end. The societies of family and of state are necessary to the nature of man. Other societies, such as voluntary associations and institutions, are encouraged for economic, cultural, athletic, and professional reasons. The Church warns against certain types of socialization wherein excessive intervention of the state threatens personal freedom and initiative. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today on More to Life, we're talking about healing from broken trust in big or small ways. When someone lets us down, betrays us, lies to us, it can be hard to come back from that. How do we heal our hearts? How do we heal our relationship? How do we even know if it's safe? And how do we know what God's calling us to? Let's talk it out together. The number is 877-573-7825.
We got an email here from Laura, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Iowa, and she said, no matter how many times we discuss money, my husband and I have a reoccurring argument about finances, spending, saving, and what's important. Whenever we discuss money, he just ends up blaming me for things like not respecting what he thinks is important, wanting to save money for retirement rather than enjoying life now. It's all very attacking of me, and we never get anywhere in having a meeting of the minds. He often goes off and spends money that we talked about using for something else. I don't know what to do. How can we stop this pattern? And that's Laura in Iowa.
Well, Laura, thank you for your question. What you're describing is less of a marriage than a parent-child dynamic, and you know, where he is feeling like your mom, who's not letting him have stuff. And I don't know why that is, but I think it's worth making that implicit dynamic explicit, and saying to him, listen, you're treating me like I'm your mom who's not letting you have things. What is that about? Because I want to be your partner. I'm not asking you to psychoanalyze him. I'm not asking you. I'm asking you to describe what the behavior he is demonstrating says to you. You know, and to say to him, look, I want to be your partner. And that means for both of us to be able to say, this is what's important to me, and have the other person hear that and validate that, and then make a plan. It's very much like what we were talking about with Anna just a moment ago. You know, instead of saying, well, this is what we're going to do, being able to listen to each other's needs and then pray together, Lord, we don't know how this all goes together. You know, we don't know how to save enough for retirement and save for vacation or enjoy the present. You know, we're grateful for the financial gifts you've given us, but we want to be good stewards of those gifts. Teach us how to do that. And you list all the things that both of you want, but then you really, instead of arguing about should we get those or shouldn't we, or no, you're not allowed to have that because this, you look at both of those things and say, these are all wonderful things. You know, financial security in retirement is a wonderful thing. Going on a nice vacation or having a nice date night is a wonderful thing. These are all good things. But it's also true that we only have limited resources. And so how do we work together to make all that happen? Now, the details of that are for you guys to work out. But examples include, you know, well, okay, so we're going to go talk to a financial planner and realize that we need to put X amount aside every month. But then, you know, if my husband wants this vacation or this nice thing, we can save a little bit of money toward that every month until we can get there.
Well, I love the fact that you're hitting on bringing in a financial expert into this, because that's also part of, not entirely, but part of moving you out of that mommy parenting mode that he's has you set in while he goes out and behaves like a child or tantrums and calls you names and berates you during an argument. It allows you to say, hey, neither one of us really knows how to do this. And most adults don't. Very few parents actually prepare any of us for money. They'll talk about everything else, but not money. And so it's a good idea to bring in that expert, not to run your life, but to really help you come up with a plan that you can stick to where neither one of you is being put in that sort of boss position.
But you have to address the dynamic first. Because if you suggest, let's go to a financial planner, it'll be mommy telling him what to do.
Yeah.
But if you're able to say, listen, just the way you're treating me, it comes off more like you think I'm your mom telling you you can't have things. What is that about? Because that's not my intention at all. And then I want you to change the dynamic further by really saying, you know, listen, whatever it is that's important to you, I want to do. And whatever is important to me, I would like to know that you'd want to do. But then we just need to figure out how to have a plan, which then leads you to more prayer and discernment and also seeking professional advice. If you're struggling to know how to pray through that together, I really encourage you to check out our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which talks about how couples can discern things together, how we can invite God into our financial aspects of our life, really every aspect of our marriage, and let him be the Lord of all of that so that we can work together to really hear each other's needs, pray about those needs, and come up with a godly plan for meeting those needs. praying for and with your spouse the way to deeper love. If you try to follow through with these suggestions and you're finding you keep running up against that mommy-child dynamic, that may require some more professional help. And so we'd love to help you find faithful ways to break that dynamic and be partners to each other. And you can learn more about that at CatholicCounselors.com and work with a faithful Catholic professional to help you heal your relationship and take it to the next level. Thank you so much for the question. And if there's more we can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And that goes for you listeners as well. If you are struggling with broken trust in any relationship and you're trying to heal your heart or investigate whether or how to heal the relationship, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.